Hello and welcome to Random Draw, a trip through the vinyl archives here at WTBR-FM. When WTBR moved to the new facilities here at Pittsfield Community Television, it brought along with it a tremendous asset, its vinyl collection. Numbering nearly 20,000 pieces, including full albums, EPs, singles, and so much more. The purpose of this program is to take you back in time to the early days of WTBR when these records were brand new. I'm your host, David Cachet, and over the last couple of years, I've acted as sort of an archivist of this great collection. Just imagine, if you will, a wall full of records sorted into like cubby holes with about 150 to 200 records in each section. I'm going to be choosing one of these sections to grab records from, and I'm going to be randomly selecting records off the wall of our studios and playing them for you. That's right, playing the actual vinyl records that have been in the WTBR archives for decades. Now, each record in our collection has a catalog number listed on it, and this coincides with the order in which it was received by the WTBR DJs. Its first two digits represent the year it came in, and the remaining three or four digits will tell you the order in which they received the LP back in that year. Now, tonight we're going back to the great year of 1978. We're going to start off with a band that had some success a couple of years prior to that. They actually won a Grammy for Best New Artist, and that's the Starland Vocal Band. I consider this like a American ABBA almost. It's actually made up. It was ultimately made up of two married couples, this foursome. And so there you go, just like ABBA. And just like ABBA, a couple years later, after the band sort of broke up, the couples fell apart, and there you go. One of the couples actually wrote the song Take Me Home Country Roads by John Denver, became a huge hit. And in 1976, they had a number one hit single with Afternoon Delight, and that's where they won the Best New Artist Grammy. They also won another Grammy Award for that song, I believe. But in 1978, they were putting out their third album called Late Night Radio on Windsong Records. It was catalog number 78-174 here at WTBR. It was their third album, but it failed to chart. Now, they made one more album before they disbanded and went their separate ways, I guess. So here we are. Let's listen to the title track now from the Starland Vocal Band. Here is Late Night Radio right now on Random Draw.
In Arkansas, there's truckers in Des Moines, all there to keep me company in the early morn. A world unknown to daytime is forever going on. The airwaves of the nation between midnight and the dawn. Late night radio.
Late night. There's a tear in your eye that's reflecting the fire's glow. And I wish this night would never end. The sun ain't gonna be my friend. Lying here waiting and wishing I knew when. I won't let you go until you show me some secret for making this time stand still. And somewhere, sometime from now, together again somehow, all of the waiting will seem like a moment and then.
England Dan and John Ford Coley with We'll Never Have to Say Goodbye Again. And before that, we heard Carly Simon with her song You Belong to Me. And we started the show off today with the Starland Vocal Band and their song Late Night Radio from the album of the same name. Now, that Carly Simon song, You Belong to Me, may sound familiar if you're in sort of classic rock mode because it was first on a Doobie Brothers album. It was actually written by Carly Simon and Michael McDonald, but it was first on the Doobie Brothers album Living on the Fault Line. But Carly Simon had her seventh album out in 1978 called Boys in the Trees, and it hit number 10 on the album charts, and it won the Grammy for the Best Album Package. And like I said, that song was written by her and Michael McDonald, and it was a big hit for her as well. I always think of it as a Doobie Brothers song, honestly, but it hit number 6 on the Hot 100 for Carly Simon, so there you go. So again, like I said, the album itself won a Grammy for Best Album Package because if you look at it, she's sort of sitting in a chair wearing like a ballet dance skin outfit, but that actually had to be airbrushed on by somebody because she was actually topless in the shot, and they obviously couldn't put that out on the Elektra Records. So there you go. So if you're taking a look at that album again, just realize that top wasn't there, I guess, is what I guess is the point of that story. All right, so then we finished up that set with England Dan and John Ford Coley and their song We'll Never Have to Say Goodbye Again, which was taken from their album called Some Things Don't Come Easy on Big Tree Records, catalog number 78-195 here at WTBR. This duo was from Texas, and it's Dan Seals and John Coley. That's where you get the England Dan and John Coley. I don't know why they're called England Dan if he's from Texas. This was their sixth album, and it hit number 61. It was their last album to reach into the top 100. Now, that single did much better. It hit number 9 on the Hot 100. They would release like another album or so, and then they would go their separate ways, and Dan Seals would go on to have a very successful country career in the 80s and 90s. He had 11 number one hits after they broke up in 1980 in the country chart, so that's just incredible. So that's England Dan and John Ford Coley with We'll Never Have to Say Goodbye Again. All right, we're going to mix things up a little bit. We're going to get some get our dance on right now. We're going to listen to a track by an artist named Bobby Womack, Cleveland-born singer-songwriter. He was actually inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame back in 2009. In 1978, he was putting out his 11th studio album as a solo artist, an album called Pieces on Columbia Records, catalog number 78-148. Now, the the album didn't chart, and the song was, this song we're going to listen to was the first single from the album, which also didn't chart, but it's kind of a cool track. Here's Bobby Womack right now with Wind It Up, right now on Random Draw.
Brush it.
Sure. feel alright. What you do? Just tease me or hold back. You know you shouldn't do that. I'll go crazy. There's something you might not like.
You have stood by me through my dark
Skyliners with Oh How Happy. And before that, we heard the Average White Band with Your Love is a Miracle. And we opened up this set of some little dance tunes with Bobby Womack and his song Wind It Up. Now, the Average White Band that we heard from, that's a Scottish funk and soul band. I never think of those words being together, Scottish funk and soul band. But there you go. They had their big hit with their song Pick Up the Pieces back in 1974. But by 1978, they were putting out an album called Warmer Communications on Atlantic Records. I think Atlantic Records might be part of Warner Communications, which is close to Warmer Communications. So there you go. It's catalog number 78-164 here at WTBR. The album went to number 28 in the U.S. and was certified gold. So there you go. It's always kind of the funky band, the Average White Band, which actually most of them are white. Yeah, on the back. There you go. A picture of them on the back of the cover. So there you go. But again, nice Scottish funk band for you right there. So that, again, Average White Band. And then we finished up that set of music with the Skyliners and their song, Oh How Happy. It's interesting because the Skyliners were a group that actually got their start in the late 50s from Pittsburgh. They had their biggest hit in 1959 with the song Since I Don't Have You. But they broke up in 1963. They came back a few years later in 1971 and put out an album and then disbanded again. In 1978, a producer got them together and put out this last album, a self-titled album called The Skyliners on Tortoise International Records. That's right, Tortoise International Records. Catalog number 78-209 here at WTBR. They didn't have much of a hit. They didn't make out another album. This was their final comeback album of The Skyliners. But we'll always have Since I Don't Have You from the late 50s, so there you go. All right, I believe we are going to take a short break right now on Random Draw, and we'll be right back in just a few moments to listen to some more great random tunes from the year 1978. So stay tuned.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs to help our community thrive. Greylock Federal, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org.
And from Precision Brows, specializing in creating flawless microblading that enhances beauty and saves time every day. Find them online at myprecisionpmu.com or call 413-553-1059.
Hi, it's Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the wonderful city of Pittsfield, and I also host the Cultural Pittsfield radio show on WTBR. It airs every Friday at 8:30 in the morning. Stay tuned to learn all about the arts and culture scene for the city of Pittsfield and beyond. We hope you listen in every Friday at 8:30 on 89.7 FM WTBR.
What would it be like not having PCTV's reliable coverage of our Pittsfield City meetings? Well, the answer is it would be like driving in the darkness without headlights. We need the light to show us exactly what's coming our way. PCTV's coverage is that light. It's so reliable and dependable, we don't even think about not having it, but nothing can be taken for granted. Support this building block of democracy today. It's too important to lose, especially now. Pittsfield Community Television, see it all, decide for yourself.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. BCC provides access to higher education to everyone in Berkshire County and beyond, offering more than 50 high-quality programs, small class sizes, and an affordable education to help their students of all ages achieve their dreams. At BCC, their middle name is Community. And UCP of Western Mass. Turn passion into purpose when you apply at UCP of Western Mass, now offering full and part-time opportunities to provide a life without limits for people with disabilities. It's more than just a job, it's our identity. Apply today at ucpwma.org/jobs.
Do you have a favorite show on WTBR-FM? Did you miss the last episode? We've got good news for you. Most of our shows are now available on podcast. You can subscribe to your favorite and have the latest episode downloaded to your device automatically on Apple, Google, Amazon Music, Stitcher, or Overcast. Go to WTBRFM.com/podcasting and find out more today. WTBRFM, for the love of radio.
Now, streaming live on the web, WTBRFM.com.
Playoffs? Don't talk about it. Playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs?
WTBR.
I just hope we can win a game.
All right, we are back here on Random Draw, and we've been listening to great music from the year 1978. I'm going to take this moment to remind you to subscribe to the podcast for Random Draw by visiting wherever you get podcasts, including Google and Apple Music and, every place you can go. The easiest place I always recommend is visiting our station's website at WTBRFM.com. While you're there, you can get not only my podcast, but you can get the podcast of every other program you hear on WTBR. You can see a full schedule of all those great shows, and there's even a button up there that says donate if you wish to help us out, keep the lights on and the record spinning here at WTBR. All right, so we're going to jump back into the music. We're going to keep the sort of dance groove going, at least for one more track, and we're going to get into a group called Roy Ayers Ubiquity. Now, this is a group fronted by Roy Ayers, who had a lot of solo hits. A lot of solo albums of his own. He's a jazz vibraphonist. He dabbled in soul, funk, jazz, and honestly was probably one of the most sampled artists in the early hip-hop and rap era. Now, this album he released in 1978 called Star Booty on Elektra Asylum Records, catalog number 78-108. It was the last album that he put out with this side band called Ubiquity, and it charted at number 146. And if you have an album called Star Booty, you got to listen to the title track. So here we are. This is Roy Ayers Ubiquity with the song Star Booty right now on Random Draw.
A star booty. I'm a star, you're a star. A star booty.
You got to say the hell with them all. Come on, let's get crazy tonight.
Get crazy tonight.
No time to worry if we're wrong or we're right.
You make it right.
Caught up with people we've never met.
I'm caught up in you.
Sunday morning we'll forgive and forget. Before the dawn begins to shine, it's hazy blue light. Let's get crazy tonight. Where the rules just don't exist. Give no mind and give no name. No one knows who's taking the blame. Come on, let's get crazy tonight.
Get crazy tonight.
No time to worry if we're wrong or we're right.
You make it right.
Caught up with people we've never met.
I'm caught up in you.
Sunday morning we'll forgive and forget.
Our love.
That was Natalie Cole with the song Our Love. Before that, we heard Rupert Holmes and the song Let's Get Crazy Tonight. And we started off the second half of our program with Roy Ayers Ubiquity and the song Star Booty. I can't beat a song like Star Booty. All right, that Rupert Holmes song. Now, Rupert Holmes, he was a British-born singer-songwriter, author, playwright, all that stuff. Had his first Top 100 song in 1978 with the single we just heard, Let's Get Crazy Tonight. That single went to number 72. It was off his fourth album called Pursuit of Happiness, catalog number 78-087 here on the Holmes Line Record Company. There you go. So he's got his own little record label there. On Private Stock was another one of the distributors of that record. Rupert Holmes, of course, will go on to have a smash hit on his next album. His next album had Escape, the Pina Colada song, which hit number one like everywhere in the world, and you can still hear it to this day. So there you go. That's as far as I know about Rupert Holmes, I guess, is he pretty much hit that song and him, which was both off his next album. All right, so that was Rupert Holmes with Let's Get Crazy Tonight. And we close off that set with Natalie Cole and her song Our Love. This multi-Grammy Award winner and the daughter of Nat King Cole put out her fourth album in late 1977, which we cataloged here as 78-115. It was an album called Thankful. It was on Capitol Records, catalog number 78-115. And the album rose to, looks like, number 16. Not too shabby for Natalie Cole. She actually had a lot of hit singles about that, and that single hit number 10 on the Hot 100. Of course, she would go on a few years later to do a duets album with her deceased father called Unforgettable and have smash hits and win Grammys, and there you go. So it all worked out okay for Natalie Cole. All right, so we're going to move on. We got time for a couple more tracks. We're going to move on to an artist that's always had one of my favorite voices and certainly was a great voice of the 80s, and that's Robert Palmer. He was kind of a... I always think of him as dabbled in soul, R&B, rock, reggae, and pretty much every other genre you can think of this British singer did. He was also putting out his fourth album in 1978. It was an album called Double Fun, and it climbed up number 45 on the U.S. charts. Now, the single we're going to listen to off of this album on Island Records, it's a single called Every Kind of People. And that single went all the way up to number 16 on the Hot 100. So here's Robert Palmer right now with Every Kind of People right now on Random Draw.
Said the fight to make ends meet keeps a man up on his feet, holding down his job, trying to show he can't be bought. Who takes every kind of people to make what life's about, yeah. Kind of people to make the world go round. Someone's looking for a lead in his duty to a king or to a queen, protecting what he feels is right, fights against wrong with his life. Sweet. Whether yellow, black or white, each and every man's the same inside. Who takes every kind of people to make what life's about, yeah. It takes every kind of people to make the world go round. Ooh.
talks about you. It takes every kind of people to make the world go round.
Thank you.
That was Jefferson Starship with their song Runaway. And before that, we heard Robert Palmer and Every Kind of People. Now, that song Runaway was taken from Jefferson Starship's fourth album. And we had a lot of fourth albums on this show. An album called Earth. And that was on Grunt Records, catalog number 78-119 here at WTBR. The album hit number 5, and that single hit number 12 for the band, so it was one of their many chart successes they had. And again, that was Jefferson Starship with Runaway. Well, that about wraps it up for us here at Random Draw. If you would like to learn more about WTBR or even have an idea for your own show, please visit WTBRFM.com. So until next time here on Random Draw, I've been your host, David Cachet. We will see you later.